Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody today, especially our visitors. We have a number of visitors with us, some of them from here in town, some of them from out of town. We are very glad and extend to you a very warm welcome from the South Valley Church of Christ. We're glad that you chose time to come and worship with us here today to worship our God. It's nice to see a number of our own members back who have been either traveling or have been sick. Want to report that I think you might have seen on Facebook, Tanya's mom is out of the hospital, feeling a little bit better. It's such a shame. She comes here to visit and she's been sick the whole time. But anyway, we're glad that she's out of the hospital. We extend to Don and Judy Gale our deepest sympathy with the passing of their dear friend Rod Miller. That's tough to deal with. I was telling Judy earlier that they have been an encouragement to us as Christians just in their unselfish care that they have given Rod these numerous years. It's a good example for us. But one thing we know with the passing of Rod or with the passing of anybody, that's part of life. It is a reminder to us each and every day as people pass that this life is only temporary, and that the number one focus of our lives as Christians is to make sure that we're prepared for the end. And that's just one of those things that death is part of life, and we've been given a short time to serve here. Last week, we started a two-part lesson, hopefully an encouragement for the do's and don'ts of 2018. Last Sunday was the first Sunday of the year, and we looked at some of the things that we needed to do. We looked at the fact that we needed to study more. We looked at the fact that we need to pray. That is our communication to God. That we need to grow and mature. You know, we need to actually grow each year instead of just being another first year Christian. That every year that goes by, we need to be better than we have been. And grow in the Word, grow in our attitude, our mindset. We need to be regular in attendance. I've never understood the people, oh, I just love Jesus. I don't go to church, but I just love Jesus. When there was a direct command for us not to forsake this assembling of ourselves together. And we need to encourage. We need to be an encouraging factor in the church. This morning, I'd like for us to look at the don'ts. I hope this comes across in an encouraging way rather than my goal is not a point fingers and an accusatory way. But again, when I present a lesson, they are always lessons that I need to pay attention to. And I'd like for us to look at some of the don'ts for 2018. We need to make sure we don't fall away. Every year, we look and we see maybe, it's one thing somebody moving away, but people that have fallen away. People from our childhood that were very strong, instrumental, and an inspiring force maybe in your life that maybe no longer are faithful, that have lost their faith, that have fallen away from God. We need to make sure we don't do that. Some people fall away from frustration for multitudes of reasons. Maybe somebody frustrates them. Maybe they burn themselves out. Maybe they had been working hard under the wrong goals that maybe they weren't being recognized. Well, we know that our efforts are not to be seen by men. Sometimes people get frustrated. Sometimes people have a loss of faith. They encounter hardships in their life. They encounter heartache. They encounter rough times. Prolonged rough times. Rough times that sometimes seem like they don't end. And people can fall away like that. They can fall away from their lack of effort, their lack of involvement. They can fall away from the church to a denomination. Oh, I still believe in God. But they've still fallen away from the church. They've fallen away from God. If they're not worshiping in spirit and truth, they're not pleasing to God. They can fall away totally to the world itself. Maybe totally turn their back on any principles of faith, any principles of good and bad, and just chuck it all and they're going to the world. Those are scary. Bottom line is, they fall away from God. We don't want that to happen to any of us. And it takes effort. It just doesn't come. It just doesn't, our faith just doesn't grow from nothing. It takes effort. I'd like for us to look at some scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth. He says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." To take heed, to pay attention, lest he fall. Where we don't all of a sudden find ourselves like this and just fallen. A little bit later in chapter 16, Paul wrote, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." It takes effort. We don't continue to grow without effort. And he says, "Watch, stand fast." And those take effort. The Apostle Peter wrote, "For if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning." That if we don't take heed, if we don't watch and stand fast and fall away, the end result's going to be worse for us. These are some strong, encouraging words for us. Revelation, the Apostle John wrote, these are the words of Jesus, but John wrote, Jesus says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. Great. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have preserved and have patient, persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. We need to make sure we don't fall away, that we don't leave our first love. That we have the hallmarks of faith. We believe in God. We do good works. But we've left our first love. And as the Apostle John wrote the words of Jesus, repent and do those first works. Hebrews 2:1, the verse that Chris read earlier today, Hebrew writer said, therefore we must give the more earnest heed, to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. There's a difference in falling away and drifting away. The end result is the same. But falling away, a lot of times, a major event, a church split. Somebody will be ugly to you, and all of a sudden, I just don't want to go. And you talk to those people. I just don't want to be there with them. I heard this once, and it stuck with me. It was like branding it into my memory. A preacher once said, nobody is worth going to hell for. Amen. Nobody is worth going to hell for. But you don't know how they treated me. You're going to turn your back on God and your brothers and sisters because somebody acted ugly to you, you will go to hell because of that. But God, you don't understand the way they treated me. I understand how they treated my son, and it's nothing in comparison to what you're complaining to me in your prayers. Nothing. Lest we drift away. Pretty soon, we look up one day, life's just been going on, and all of a sudden we look around and we're nowhere near where we were in our life, in our walk with God, in our faith, in our prayer life, in our attendance. It's not like something happened. You lose somebody. Somebody does something to you. Something happens in the church. It's just one of those things. You've veered, you've strayed, you've lost effort, and pretty soon you're so far away. We're warned about that. Another thing we need to make sure we don't do to avoid this, never coast. Never coast. We don't want to just put it on cruise control. Go through the motions. Do you ever do that in something? Mm-hmm. You're at work someday, you're there. You're just not there, though. You're doing the stuff. Hey, how you doing today? You're doing the stuff. You're just not there. We don't want to coast. We don't want to just put it in on autopilot and going through the motions, you know, kind of like a robot. Well, it's Sunday, I'm showing up. I'm not there, but I'm sitting in the pew. I'm just not there, though. We don't want to coast. In Matthew 22, it says, 22 verse 37, Jesus said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." We were in a Bible class recently, and it was brought up, well, what's all? All is all. I don't know how else to define all than with all. Everything. Matthew 24, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved." We need to endure to the end. Not put it on cruise control, not just coast. We need to endure to the end. Revelation 2:10, "Be faithful until death." Until death. "And I'll give you a crown of life." Revelation 3, verses 14 through 16, "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works." That's one of the things when we look at those letters to the seven churches in Asia. There were attributes different of all the churches, but every one, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot." You're on cruise control. You're coasting. You're not cold or hot. "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." That is strong language. That is strong language. God doesn't want us to coast. God doesn't want us to be lukewarm. And the last area I'd like for us to look at is one thing we never, ever want to do as Christians is discourage or cause division, which winds up causing division. We don't want splits. We don't want schisms of our own body. We don't want that. In Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, it says, these six things the Lord hates. The Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. I don't think any of us would disagree how bad these things are. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. I know we stumble. I know we fall down sometimes. But feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among the brethren. That is in very, very bad company with those other actions. One who sows discord among the brethren. The Lord, it's an abomination to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. This does not mean that we can't disagree with personal issues. We don't have to like the same football teams. We don't have to like the same breakfast foods, the same TV shows. No. But when it comes to spiritual things, spiritual, that we be of the same mind, that we speak the same doctrine, that we stand for the same things together as a body and get the strength from that. In Romans, Paul wrote, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." Avoid them. Stay away from that. Don't let that affect you, because that can. We have looked today at hopefully some encouraging things of not to do. Now in 2018, we looked at not to fall away, not to let our faith be challenged. Don't let our faith drift from God. Not to coast. We need to go full bore to the end of our lives. And not to cause division. There are other things that we can, that we, in this lesson, the things that we should do and not do. I tell you, if we just focus on these things, I think our lives will be better. Amen. There's a lot of other things. This is not all encompassing. The lesson is yours. Thank you for your attention. I hope you've taken this as an encouraging thing. Sometimes when you start talking about don'ts, it can come across as accusatory or blaming. Absolutely not intended that way. If anything, these are things I need to make sure I don't do in 2018. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you need prayers of the congregation for encouragement, if you need prayers for repentance, if you need to repent from sin in your life, this is a perfect time to do that. If you have been studying God's Word, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. If you've been studying the Word of God and you realize that it is to the point that you need to put on your Lord in baptism to wash away your sins, to be reconciled to God from the sin in your life, this is a perfect opportunity also. If you've been looking for a church home, if you're a member of the church, have moved to Las Vegas and have looked at a few different congregations of the Lord's body and would like to identify with us here, we would love to worship God with you weekly. Identify with us. We would love to put you to work and put you to work in serving God in the kingdom. Whatever your need, if you need to respond to the invitation, come forward while Kurt leads us in the invitation. Let us stand and sing.